Hi. Sorry, I just wanted to make sure that I announced myself. My name is Mia, and I'm the doctor you'll be seeing today. So I'm so sorry, by the way, for how long the wait has been. It has been a pretty crazy day. Here, let me just go ahead and pull up your chart. Okay, so. Yes, just Mia is fine. Promise, you're not gonna offend me. I don't like going by Dr. So and So. It's so, I don't know, it's so clinical. So, Mia. All right, now that I have your chart open. Well, I wish I could trust everything that gets, transferred into here. I'd like to just hear from you. What brings you in today? You've been feeling off? Okay. And what do you mean by that? Dizzy, you said. But only when you turn your head too fast. Okay. Do you have this fullness in your ear? Oh, you do. Okay. In both of them. Oh, well, that might be your problem then. Here, let's see. I'm just gonna go ahead and stand up and stand right in front of you. Sorry if I'm a little too close. I'm gonna warm up my hands. And is it okay if I take a look at your ears? Okay. I'll be gentle. I promise. All right. What was that? My perfume smells nice. Well, thank you. I actually don't wear perfume, but I think what you're smelling is my shampoo. I was having to get into your space a lot. But it looks like there's some cloudiness in your ears. So I'm wondering. Is it painful? Do you have any pain anywhere in your internal ear or? No, no pain at all. Just as I suspect. I don't think it's an infection. Oh, well, this is a thought. Do you have any allergies? No other symptoms that match up with allergies, right? Yeah, okay. I think what is going on is that for some reason your eustachian tube is not draining properly. And that can sometimes happen. Well, there's various reasons why it could happen. Most commonly, it's because of infection or even allergies. But doesn't seem like you have an infection. When the medical assistant took your temperature, it's normal. You're not having any other pain, and your eyes don't look cloudy. So, no infection. Allergies could potentially cause it, but if you're not exhibiting any of those symptoms, then I just think there might be a blockage. So I'm wondering if we need to try some exercises to help drain it. Bear with me here. Okay, so first and foremost, I highly recommend once you get home to put a warm compress. which might be a little weird, but it'll help loosen and open things up a bit. Okay? Okay. Now, some exercises. Maybe, I don't know, the way you're sleeping at night might be making it difficult for that fluid to drain. So what I'd like you to do is to make sure that... of course, I'll show you on yourself. Okay, so my hands are nice and warm. So what you're going to want to do is start with one ear. And okay, you feel how my finger is scooping right behind it. Going down to your earlobe and pressing right against your neck, right? Yeah. Actually, you have some tension here. Are you stressed? Well, that could be causing it. Is it school, work? What is it? Well, that'll do it. Alright, so just focus on my fingers and how they're massaging. Just gently, okay? You don't want to be too forceful. You might be tempted, but it should be gentle. Just like that. How does that feel? Alright, and so then move to the next ear. Just gently, gentle pressure, okay? Just like that. How's that? Yeah. You know, I'm only gonna say this because you said it first. You smell really good, too. Actually, you smell sort of intoxicating. Anyway, how does that feel? A little better? Good. Okay, so now I'm going to run my thumbs right along your jawline. There you go. Gentle pressure again. Not too much. Nice. And then right down the middle of your neck. Okay. And sorry, I feel like I'm getting very familiar with you, but I want to show you so that you can do this to yourself. Okay? Good. Now, just right along your collarbone. Just gentle, okay? Just follow the track. Just gentle pushing right here. There you go. How does that feel? I'm glad it feels good. Huh? My breath smells good. Well, I'm glad it does. Oh, now I definitely know what you're talking about. A lot of my colleagues, they just... it's like they don't realize how stinky their breaths can be. Especially talking all day and not taking a sip of water. I always like to freshen up right before seeing a patient. Oh, I'm glad you appreciate it. All right. And there. So, that's sort of the path that I'd like you to do and those techniques that I'd like you to use, okay? Okay. Of course. Let me take another look at your ears. See if anything has changed. Let's see. I think you're just a little too stressed. I wonder if we need to. I'm going to ask you a question, and remember, this is just so that I know what the best technique would be to help you with this. But have you masturbated recently? Don't be shy. It's okay. It's a completely natural and healthy thing to do. Orgasms help your body more than you know, trust me. So, really, maybe it might be that you're a little wound up. Have you been able to have an orgasm recently? No. And exactly how long has it been? Oh. Oh, well, that's just far too long. I think you might be a little clogged up with that, if that makes sense. I mean, your neck muscles, when I was touching them, so tense. And your body language, you look like you're on the edge. I think you might need a good release. Does that sound right? I promise. All I want is the best for my patients. And, well, if it means that my treatment methods are a little different than others, then so be it. So long as my patients feel good the second they step out of my office. Would you like me to try another technique? I'm gonna need your trust in this, though. I want you to know that I just want you to feel good. And I'm gonna do my best to make you feel good. And besides, this is natural, healthy. Okay? All I want to do is instill healthy habits in my patients. Just touch me. Give me your hands. Put them right here. Right on my waist. Remember, that's natural. Do what your body naturally wants to do. Here. Do you want me to take my blouse off? First, let me take off my coat. Now, I'll lift my blouse up so you can see my breasts. You like them? Good. I want your body to react to me. This won't work unless... Ow. Don't worry. I was just getting on my knees. What I was saying was, this plan won't work, this treatment won't work, unless your body starts reacting to mine. You think we could do that? Get your body to react? Oh, is it? It's starting to react to me? Then here. Let me help you take these pants off. Look at that. It's perfect. It's exactly what we need for this to work. Just sit back. Relax. And let your doctor take care of you. You to help me make you feel good. Mm-hmm. Of course you can. Thrust into my mouth, okay? Go as fast as you want. As hard as you want. I can take it for my patient. Now, let's check those ears, shall we? Looks like... Well... Looks like that clears you right up. So... Your prescription from me today. It's gonna involve you having more orgasms. Is that something that you can do for me? Perfect. And you know, if you ever have trouble, well, let's just say for you, I'm always on call. Now, you can take a moment to get ready. Maybe I should head to the restroom. Clean myself up. Don't worry about me. That was the most fun I've had in a long, long time. So thank you. For coming in and letting me take care of you. Now, I want you to come again tonight. Doctor's orders, okay?